The Christian income earner should have been in all areas of their life. Time, talent, your temple, and your treasure. If this is not your current experience, or you want to increase in these areas, this show is for you. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Bierman. Thank you for taking me along with you on your mobile device, the web, or through my syndicated outlet. Here, I teach biblical strategies on management, sometimes known as stewardship, of time, talent, treasure, and your temple to Christian income earners. The focus here is on wealth expansion and profitable abundance in these key areas of the Christian experience, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is absolutely within reach. Profitable Christians can enjoy debt-free wealth and give generously to the things that move their hearts. There are way too many Christians who are broke and in line for a hand out instead of being able to give a hand up. We are here to help change this. We take an unapologetic Christian approach to our topics because I believe the Bible is a practical, relevant guide to success. My goal to deliver high value at high standards to my audience. We have several show segments here at Debt Free Wealth Radio. The Rising Star segment focuses on movers and shakers in their niche who are providing massive value to those they serve and are building raving fans along the way. The Rising Star Show goes behind the scenes to showcase the driving force of these people's passion and success. We also have our breakout segment, and this is to showcase new launches such as books, products, or new companies. And coming in 2017, a new show called Men Talk with my co-host, law professor Patrick Pierce. Men and women truly think differently about things, and men sometimes feel uncomfortable to voice their opinion, fears, and desires to their female partners, yet they really do need to vent or have objective input. And that show is for you. Now we have this signature show, which is all the content that I create around the topic of being profitable as a Christian. That is pretty much my content. But if you would like to appear on Debt Free Wealth Radio, simply head on over to debtfreewealthradio.com and look for the tab Be a Guest. Today's topic is the profitable Christian. Be one. Here's how. Thank you so much for joining me today. The profitable Christian is who I am. It is also who I am becoming. It is my life's mission at the end of my time here on earth to hear, "Well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in managing small amounts, so I will put you in charge of large amounts. Come and share in my happiness." That's taken from Matthew 25, verse 21. Now, I am nowhere near a significant realm of profit to the point of being able to be extravagant. But I, Trudy Bierman, I am profitable. My most favorite result of practicing what I preach, of being a profitable steward or a profitable Christian, is the result of profitability and my ability to give generously to the things that move my heart. Christmas 2016, I was able to give every single member of my family at both our family gatherings a gift, and for some that gift was money. But there were many Christmases in the past, in the time frame of 2006 to 2010, that whole recession period, where I wasn't able to give anyone a gift at all. My family we were just simply surviving, and generosity was a wishful option. Is there anyone else who knows this experience? However, being profitable, in my opinion, is not an option for the Christian. It's not an option. The fact is that the passage in Matthew 25, 14 through 30, go read it for yourself in completion, because I don't want you to just take it out of context with a few verses I'm giving you here. But the passage in Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30, outlines profitability as a mandate for the Christian follower, not an option. Now, I did say more about this in an earlier post I did called The Profit Mandate. Please look that up in my archives. But let me focus in on Matthew 25, verses 20 through 21. The servant who had received 5,000 coins came in and handed over another 5,000. "You gave me 5,000 coins, sir," he said. "Look, here are another 5,000 that I have earned." "Well done, you good and faithful servant," said the master. "You have been faithful in managing small amounts, so I will put you in charge of large amounts. Come on in and share in my happiness." Guys, I really point to you that not only is profitability expected, but it makes God happy when we're profitable. We get to share in God's happiness. That's why I feel like I'm partnering with God to do the work that I do here at Profitable Stewardship, Inc. Here at Profitable Stewardship, Inc., I teach biblical strategies on management, sometimes called stewardship, of your time, talent, treasure, and your temple to Christian income earners. The focus here is on wealth expansion and profitable, abundant living in these key areas of the Christian experience, because truly, prosperity is not entitled. It's not entitled, but it is within reach. Profitable Christians can enjoy debt-free wealth and give generously to the things that move their heart. And over here, I take an unapologetic Christian approach to everything that I do, because I truly believe the Bible is a practical, relevant guide to success. The Christian income earner should have profitable abundance in all areas of their life, particularly in your time, talent, your temple, and your treasure. And if this is not your current experience, or you want to increase in those areas, help is available for you here at Profitable Stewardship, Inc. For those Christians who ascribe to a prosperity gospel, I challenge your laid-back, name-it-and-claim-it game. I challenge it. While I do ascribe to the law of attraction, and while I do believe we can speak things into existence, I do not believe that these things happen in the vacuum without work and moving faithfully toward the expected outcome. Moving, action, activity, work, not laid back, praying, waiting, name it and claim it. We are to partner with God. Before the harvest, we must plant the seed, but it is God's piece of that puzzle afterwards to change that seed into a harvest. Christians, God worked for 6 days and rested on the seventh. God put Adam in the Garden of Eden to work. We must work. That abundance that God intended for us went hand in hand with work. When we were booted out of the garden, we still had to work. Except this time it was by the sweat of our brow. Now our work would come with effort and sometimes even pain, but it was always action. Today, there are way too many broke Christians in line for a handout instead of being in a position to offer a hand up. This must change, and I'm privileged to partner with God in this mission. So I challenge you to take on your profitable mission. If you intend to become or increase your position as a profitable Christian, you are in the right place. Whether you're a Christian income earner with a job or your Christian income earner who is creating your income through investments and entrepreneurial activity, you are under a mandate to be profitable. This is your mission. This is your mission. And if you choose to accept it, you will find resources, training, and help here at Profitable Stewardship, Inc. The pathway for the Christian income earner with a job is a bit different from the Christian income earner who generates their own income or income streams. However, some of the opportunities that you will find here to move you or to increase your profitability are, I have online webinars, half-day live workshops, online courses, a plethora and an abundance of free articles, videos, and audio on the go, such as this one, Take It On The Go With You, clarity consultations. Many of those are free if you just simply ask. Coaching with me, now that's limited to a select few. I am very busy, and I take my commitment to your results very seriously. I do not have time for everybody, but I do make time for a select few. I also have books, and I do have income opportunity on my team for a select few that I choose to work closely with, and even more. Everything I do here is done with the expectation that your partner in business and or in life should be involved in the journey. Now, even if your partner is silent in the decision or income process, they truly need to be supportive, informed, and included at some level. And I even have tips to encourage and include them that are built into my work and insisted on with those that I work closely with. I encourage you to choose profitability. The road to becoming a profitable Christian is not an easy nor a smooth one, but choosing not to take it is unwise. Which Christian, which of you want to spend your life years being busy, busy, busy about unessential, unprofitable, time-wasting action? Huh? Which one of you? Which Christian wants to simply go back in the grave, buried with what God gave you to control? Things like your time, your treasure, your temple, and your talent. Guys, these are the things that we have under our control, and it is how we use and manipulate these things that we create. So in Matthew 25, verses 26 to 28, unless you want to hear this rebuke, which I certainly don't, it says, "You bad and lazy servant," his master said, "you knew, did you not, that I reap harvest where I did not plant and gather crops where I did not gather seed? I did not scatter seed. Well, then you should have deposited my money in the bank and I would have received it back with interest when I return." So guys, it's not an option. It's a mandate. If you're ready to become a profitable Christian, a steward of what God has put under your control, then connect with me, Trudy Bearman, and I do look forward to connecting with you.